We'd like you to turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 4 as we continue to go through the book of Romans together. Have you ever told anybody they were wrong? Oh, isn't that fun? I know from just rearing four children, there are some who take that better than others. Have you noticed that? There are some who don't mind being told they're wrong. In fact, there are some who even say, well, I'd want to be right, and tell me what's right. And then, of course, there are some, and I had at least one of those, who said, wrong? Me? Surely you jest. And when you get to somebody who is, well, that large of an ego, as I might even myself be guilty of, it is difficult to tell them that they're wrong. Now, as a father would to a son, it's not too hard. It's part of our job. But when you're talking to somebody who's your equal or somebody that you have met just for the first time, you present some truth to them, and it's something completely different than they have ever heard before. Oh, my. If they got an emotional commitment to what you've said, no. You shouldn't root for this team. That's wrong. Root for that team. Fighting words in this state, isn't it? No. Tide. Tide is not the right detergent. Purcell. Oh, but you've got to change. It's wrong. Oh, that's a terrible word to use, isn't it? Wrong. But sometimes we have to find that out in our own lives. You see, the Bible teaches us, and as we've gone through the book of Romans, if there's anything that this book teaches us that Paul wrote to find agreement with the Roman church to make sure that they were on the same page when he came to visit them, so that they might be able to be a headquarters for his gospel expansion to the West. He wanted them to make sure that they all knew. We're sinners. We're born fearfully and wonderfully made, as David tells us in the Old Testament. But because of Adam, we're born wrong. And if we're going to get right somewhere in our lives, sometime in our lives, we've got to say, okay, I'm wrong. The Apostle Paul is in the middle of an argument, and if you've been here before lately, you'll realize that he has been very detailed about this argument. He began talking about the Gentiles. He's talking to a church in Rome that is filled with Gentiles and Jews. And then sometimes the Bible, the New Testament, divides the whole world into Gentiles and Jews, or Greeks and Jews. And he's already talked to the Greeks and the Gentiles, and he's told them they're sinful. And he lists a frighteningly terrible list of sins. And nobody's arguing about that. But to bring that to bear to the Jewish people was a little more difficult. For they were God's chosen people. They were the blessed people of God. And we've translated that a little bit in our own lives today. When you come to somebody and who is a churchgoer of any sort, and who's a good person, a good old boy. He's done his job. He's lived the golden rule as best he knows how. When you come to somebody like that, just like Paul, coming to that ancient Jewish group, you still have to tell them, you see, you were wrong. Jewish theology at that particular time, certainly not speaking for the modern Jewish church or at any other time, but at that particular time, they thought that the way to get to heaven involved